Hi dear students, how are you doing today? I hope you are taking good care of yourself and your near and dear ones. Now today I'll talk about a small part, but I think that one word, if you learn this one word that you know, it will make a hell lot of difference in where you reach in life. And that word is trust. Now, what has happened over the years is that as a child in India, where we were in a developing kind of a country, we still are in a developing kind of country. And when we are in an economy like ours, and you have parents who have seen a lot of struggle, what the lesson that the parents are giving to children nowadays is, you know that it's about that don't trust people. While my own experience in life has been to the contrary, and actually has been to the opposite. Now, what I've learned in life is that most people, it's very, you know, surprising to understand this, that most people, they don't trust the other people. But what happens is when you don't trust the other person, you are not able to go forward in that relationship, in that business, in that study advice that you're seeking, whatever you're doing. Now, for example, like, I have started my journey as an entrepreneur with a single center in Delhi, and now we have grown to 250 centers across the country, and we've kind of grown the mobile app from a one single user to 3 lakh plus users now on eMedicos. And it is all has been possible because I trust people, and I actually trust people to the level of foolhardiness actually. That means that if somebody comes to me with a business proposal, my default answer would be that I trust you, let's start working on it. And then over the period of time, you have to, lose my trust by not doing many things. But if you're doing what you're supposed to do, the relationship would grow. And what this has helped me is has helped me in building networks. It has helped me in building relationships. I trust people. I give them this gift of my trust. And, I've seen so many of the, previous students in DAMS who have, now become faculty members. When they first came to me with an idea of teaching for students, and I gave them that trust. I said that I trust you. I trust your ability. Of course, I listen to their demo classes and all those stuff, but I trust people. And I think that simple idea of trust is the key here. The trust is the key. When a patient goes to a doctor, if you trust that doctor, you're able to follow his advices better. You're able to, and the results automatically become better. If you don't trust your doctor, you're not going to take that medicine. Same thing that I experience with the students over the years, that every year, and, when I talk about every year, I've been into education for the last 2 decades now. So every year for the first quarter, or that is the first 3 months of the enrollment that the student does with us, the first 3 months is spent in building their trust, because the students initially, they don't have that trust. But some children, they don't trust the system at all. And what happens is if you are in a system that you don't trust, try and understand this, you will not follow the advices that are given to you, and you would, randomly look for so many advices that are being thrown around, and many times you don't even understand that the advices that are being thrown around have their commercial interest. We all know nowadays, you have the referral code bullshit going on, and then you have things like, fake profiles, fake groups, so many things going on right now. So what I believe today is that we need to trust people. Okay, we need to trust people that you have to find out a trusted people, and then follow what they're saying. And this is the core fundamental behind building a business, behind building a career. An employer has to trust the person that you've employed. Otherwise, what happens is you're just, always suspicious about what he would do. Like, just see an example here. Like, your mother in your house employs a servant, but she does not trust that servant to do good work. Now what happens is she's unable to delegate the work to him because she feels that, he's not the right person. So then what happens is it creates a dispute. And there's nothing happening here. There's no help that you can take from other person that you're not trusting. no business can, you know, create partners if you don't trust people. So it's a small word, but you know, if I quote this in a lot of, you know, I've been, you know, had the fortune of, you know, being talking to so many on so many platforms in the past. So once I was talking on a platform of business graduates, and I told them the problem with business in India is that people don't trust each other. How this happens is, let's try to understand. There is a boy with a bottle of water in his hand, and he is selling this bottle of water to a man in the bus. A man has a 10 rupee note that he has to give him. The bus starts to move. Now what happens is, the boy is not giving the bottle to the man because he does not trust that. He is not trusting the man that if I give him the bottle, he will not give me the money. The man is not giving him the money because he feels that if I give him the money, I will not get the bottle because the bus is already moving. In the end, no transaction happens, nothing happens, and people keep, you know, suspecting each other, and people keep fighting with each other. And that is the truth of business most of the times in a developing country, in a developing economy. A developing economy, the reason is that you have seen hardships, your families, your parents or grandparents have seen hardships, you know, partition, they've seen so much of wrongdoings that, you know, they become suspicious, or, you know, they don't have that ability to easily trust people. And I understand that, you know, if you easily trust unknown people, you might be conned also. That is true. So, you know, somewhere once you have to, after that initial survey that you do, which tells you that, okay, this is the, you know, right people, then, you know, maybe, you know, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, then, you know, form that trust and start following the advices, I feel. Otherwise, what happens is, if we prolong the journey where you don't trust me, I don't trust you, and we keep, you know, pulling this game further, what happens is the relationship doesn't form. Same is true for any relationship. You know, a lot of people come and ask me, sir, you know, what is the secret? What should I do? To, you know, my girlfriend is doing this, my boyfriend is doing this, my wife is doing this. I said, trust the partner. You know, if you don't trust, you know, then it's not worth it. You should be able to trust your counterpart. If you're not able to trust, how would it work out? Most partnerships, most relationships, they don't work out because of lack of trust. You know, if you have, you know, if one of the two people is always suspicious about the intent of the other person, you would never work in cohesion. You'll never be able to, you have to give that gift of trust to the other people. One thing, if I can attribute wherever I could reach in life, is my ability to trust. You know, you might call me a fool at times, and you know, that is what, you know, my colleagues, or, you know, even my wife would sometimes tell me that, you know, because sometimes when I'm trusting 100 people, there would be 2-3%, 4%, 5% problems that, you know, where I would feel cheated later on. And then my, you know, people would say that, you know, just because you are trusting the other people, you're giving them an opportunity to cheat you. But what I know from my own personal statistics and on my own mind, the 95%, 90% of the time, it worked for me. And I was able to gain great people with me because I trust them. So, you know, I don't know if you can understand this right now. Today, what I've learned over the years, and I wanted to share it with you, is trust people close to you. That's very, very important. Trust people around you, your teachers, your parents. Please trust them. And be skeptical about faceless, nameless resources writing something. Let's understand this. Now, anything that has been forwarded to you on a WhatsApp by a nameless resource, anything that you read in a newspaper article, anything you read on a fake, you know, group on Facebook or Insta post, let's have skepticism on faceless, nameless things. This is very important. And let's trust people who are, you know, standing with, you know, their name and telling you something. It's the key. So the key here is, trust people close to you. Trust people with names. Be skeptical of any information coming from a nameless, faceless resource. Like, suppose a television tomorrow tells you that the pandemic is over, don't trust them. Don't trust them. Wait for it to understand, like a scientist, understand what is happening, and then take your own calls. So the skepticism for, while in real life what is happening is many people are doing the reverse. They don't trust their parents. They don't trust their teachers. They don't trust their, you know, wife or husband. But you trust what is told to you via WhatsApp forward from a, you know, a bullshit guy from a bullshit location. You don't even know what's going on. So, you know, I hope you see the idea, you know, the idea that I wanted you to have today, you know, and I'm telling you, this is idea is a powerhouse. If you trust people, you build. You build. You're able to delegate. You're able to increase your number of people working for you. And I've taught this to so many people, you know, so many people, you know, who have worked with me. You know, when we started our institute, we had a staff of the non-teaching staff of, I think, 5 people. And the problem was when we increased the number of people, now, these people were used to doing everything themselves and they could not trust the new employees. And, you know, so we had to, you know, kind of inculcate this DNA, this thought process to everybody. I had to tell them, let's trust the other person. Let's give the gift of trust to your subordinates, to your juniors. They will perform. They will perform. And then, you know, you realize that gradually we grew and, you know, we grew to 250 centers across the country today just because of trust. So if one thing you understand from me today is be skeptical of information forwarded to you on nameless, faceless mediums. It's truth. Today, that's a problem. You know, there are people here to con you here. Now, suppose you get a nameless, faceless email saying that you've won $100 million. Trust me, it is a fake email. There's nothing coming out of it. You will only lose out some money. You understand this here? Second is, be skeptical of superlatives. Be skeptical of superlative opinions and superlatives. Sometimes, you know, that's where, you know, that helps me to, you know, maintain my balance because I'm a trusting person, but I'm skeptical of two things. I'm skeptical of nameless, faceless resources telling me anything. I don't care. I don't believe them. I try my best to do a lot of research before I believe a nameless, faceless resource. I do a lot of search before I believe. Second is that the key here is to understand that do not, you know, say when you're trusting people, there has to be some, you know, cutoffs. So don't trust superlatives. Like superlatives means that somebody who comes to me and tells me, so you're very bad. I don't believe them. Somebody says you're very good. You're God. I don't believe them either. Because I know I cannot be very bad, I can't be too good. So, you know, let's ignore the superlatives. That helps you. That helps you to keep the balance. And beyond that, if you race to trust, probably you win. And that has been my fundamental in life. That, you know, I think, you know, this is something that, you know, a lot of people requested me that, you know, what works in relationships, what works in business. You know, I'm giving you an idea. I'm giving you the idea today. Skepticism about nameless, faceless resources, WhatsApps and all those crabs forward. And I hope you see that this problem was so big that WhatsApp had to identify the forwarded message so that you know that it's a forward, you know, it's a forward. That, you know, hot water gargles will prevent coronavirus, you know that. It's all true. So you understand this, the forward. Let's not get into all those things. Let's be skeptical of any such resource. You know, because in today's era, we do not know if you're listening to a news, is it a news or is it a paid propaganda? We don't know what's going on where. We have no idea. So let's be, you know, skeptical of distant resources which are nameless, faceless, of doubtful credibility. We'll be skeptical. Second is, we'll be skeptical of superlatives. Any superlatives that are, you know, that world is going to end. I'm skeptical that it would end. I'm not really, you know, able to trust this. Okay, so let's be doubtful on any superlatives and extremes. Let's not believe extremes. You are very bad. It's not true. Nobody can be very bad. You're so good. I don't believe it either. Okay, that keeps your balance. Then trust people. Trust your near. Now beyond this, beyond the, you know, the exceptions that I've talked about. Beyond this, if you're a trusting person, you would win in life. you would win in life. I'm telling you, there will be people who will fool you here and there, but trust me, even they would regret that at least, you know, he gave me the gift of trust, but I betrayed him. You understand that, you know, there would be relationships that would go sour, but, you know, predominantly you will win in life if you trust. Now, for example, every year I meet, you know, at least 100 students after the exam who will come to me after the exam and they will say, sir, just, you know, if I had just trusted what your advice was, if I just trusted what you were saying, if I just trusted what my teachers were teaching, you know, because you understand now, see, what is happening is that many children, because of so many propaganda around, they, you know, the teachers would be teaching him the concepts, but he is like, no, no, I want more. And he's just, you know, collecting more and more material. He's not trusting the resource. And if you don't trust, you don't put time into it. Because once you trust, you give something, the gift of trust, you give, you put your time onto it, but you invest time because you trust the resource. On the other hand, I meet students who blindly say, okay, tomorrow onwards, I will trust this. So because they attend a class, they understand that, okay, the teacher is making sense, they are teaching well. And, you know, I can say that for all my teachers now, that they've been teaching for decades now. So trust them. Trust them. Trust is the key. And when you trust the teacher, you start studying. Because you trust that what he's saying is important. And you start studying. You give more and more time to what he's telling. He says, go and do a test. You do it. And that is where the relationship forms. And now if you look back, this is how you worked in your school. When you were studying in your school, you trusted some teachers. And you followed their advices. And you tried your best to impress them. Because you trust them. You want to impress them that I'm following your advices. And you were doing well and well. You understand this? So this is the circle of trust and skepticism. So I hope this helps you get a perspective on life. And this is a perspective which is different from what you learned in a routine day-to-day life. I belong to a middle-class family. So, you know, this is something that I've acquired. This is something that, you know, I've learned over the, you know, in by working and, you know, by interacting with people. It's not like, this is not what I was, you know, taught in school. You know, so I thought, you know, this is something which we can discuss together, because this is not something that my school teachers taught me, or this is not something that I learned by, you know, seeing, because we come from a background where we do not trust people. But then if you don't trust people, you don't build anything. Okay. So I hope this gives you a perspective and an interesting idea that I wanted to have discussed with you today. Do write back to me on Telegram, Instagram, Facebook, wherever you're connected to me. If you find these podcasts interesting, I try my best to, you know, give you an insight into how I think, you know. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but I try my best to, you know, connect. Do connect back to me. Thank you.